one makes 11.
And 12. I think that's it.
Well, there you have it.
One adult diaper can hold
12 large apples.
This comedy segment was brought to you by the Seattle Apple Council and by Pooply's Adult Diapers. Yeah, we went there.
Okay, next,
we want to show you a little cartoon sent in to us by fan of iCarly.
This guy made a cartoon of me, Carly, and Freddie as five-year-old kids.
So if you ever wondered what we might have been like when we were five.
In cartoon form.
With gigantic heads.
Then aim your eyeballs at...
Big Head!
Because the electricity went out last night and all the food spoiled, so Spencer threw it out.
So what am I supposed to eat?
Well, you could order a pizza. Or there's a Chinese place that delivers, but I'm not sure.
What happened?
Carly, Sam bit my hand off and then she swallowed it.
Sam, he said I could.
Did not. Oh, I'll never applaud again.
Come here, Sam. One, two, three!
Yay, my hand!
Well, now I'm hungry again. Here, give me your wrist and I'll glue your hand back on. There!
Wow, thanks, Carly. I was worried there for a minute, but now my hand feels as good as...
Sam!
Good tune.
For the record, when I was five, my head was not that large.
And now we'd like to say a word about...
Spaghetti tacos!
So, why are we talking about spaghetti tacos?
Because Freddie's mother, a terrible woman,
came over here a couple weeks ago and said,
why don't you make vegetarian spaghetti tacos?
For the record, my mother does not speak that way.
So, to shut Mrs. Benson up, last week on iCarly.com, we ran a little contest to see who could come up with the best recipe for vegetarian spaghetti tacos. And the winner is... Mmm! Okay, that looks nothing like a spaghetti taco.
No, it doesn't.
But hey, I'd eat that.
I'd eat it twice.
Okay, that's our show. Gotta go. Later. Bye. Too close.
And we're clear.
Okay. Out. Come on, shoot. Get out of here. Hey, where's my laptop?
I don't know.
Did you sell it and use the money to buy meat?
I'm not kidding around. My laptop's gone. Man, this is jank.
Okay, calm down.
I can't. That laptop's the only nice thing I got. It was a bat mitzvah gift for my grandmother.
You're not even Jewish.
You tell my grandma that and I'll break you.
Shalom. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
So wake up the members of my
Sam?
Sam?
Sam? Sam?
Why is your laptop
here? Sam!
Sam!
What? I know you want to find your laptop, but you're kind of destroying my home. I'll clean all this up. You see, I know that's not true.
Sam.
Hey, guys! I watched iCarly tonight. Oh, my God!
Spencer! I can't find it anywhere! I'm gonna go check Freddy's place.
No, 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 wait. Sam, my door's locked. Just take my key. Don't break my door!
What the yuck!
Now I gotta call the door guy.
What did she throw at my beautiful face?
This. Your Spud Monkey lunchbox.
Oh, man, she better not have dented Spud Monkey! This was my lunchbox all during fourth and fifth grade. Oh, man, no way. No way, no way, no way! My ticket's from Funky Festers!
Oh, I used to love going to Funky Festers when I was a kid.
Yeah. For the pizza and wiener nuggets.
So?
I was a gamer. I won these tickets at Funky Fester's Gamatorium during the summer when I was 10 years old.
Well, how come you never traded in the tickets for a prize?
Because I was saving them up to win the biggest prize they had.
Which was?
Murray the Magic Dolphin. He was like this big and I wanted him so bad, but I couldn't remember where I hid the tickets till now.
Where are you going?
To Funky Festers! To get my magic dolphin!
Spencer! Ah! My laptop's not at Freddy's place either, it's gone!
Did you tear my apartment to pieces?
Yes, and your mother.
What?
You might want to get over there with some band-aids and a mop.
Oh, man.
Hey! Mom!
Will you come with me to the smoothie to look for my laptop? Yeah, sure. Just let me go to the bathroom and wash my face. No, Sam! Sam, I don't like it! Sam! No, put me out! Put me out! My head! Listen up, people. I had a red Parabook laptop in here yesterday, and I want to know where it is. All right, in 10 seconds, I'm going to start breaking heads. One.
Get out of here.
Two. Three.
What in the... Hey, Bucket, get down off that table right now. Off it. What's the matter with you? Harassing people? Tearing up my smoothery?
Sorry, Tebow.
She lost her laptop.
It was stolen. Someone horked it.
Don't you say horked in here. Okay, it's all over. Everybody gets 1% off a bag of chips.
Yeah. Okay, you're way too worked up about this. I can't help it. It's just... That laptop was the best thing I ever had. That I didn't eat.
Well, you had all your data backed up on an external hard drive, right?
Yeah, sure, Freddy. Like, people really do that. You didn't back anything up on that cloud thing? No one knows how to use that cloud thing.
Hey, I think we might be able to use Paramobile
to find my laptop?
Well, I'm not sure we can find it, but if you give me the serial number, I can't access your laptop's camera.
And then we could see whoever stole her laptop?
I should be able to, if they're using it. Do you think you can find me the serial
number? Go find it!
Can I help you?
Yep. I'd like to have that large magic dolphin, please.
You need 1,000 game points to win that.
Well, take a look inside my Spud Monkey lunchbox.
Oh. Oh. These tickets are 15 years old.
So?
So we don't use them anymore. We use electronic points now.
I won these tickets here. They're worth almost 1,000 game points.
They're worth nothing.
Okay. Okay, fine. Let's go in that game room right now and win another 1,000 game points.
Hey, Spud Monkey! No adults allowed in the game room without a kid.
But I don't have a kid. I'm not even dating anyone.
No surprise there. Get out.
Out. You can't.
I wonder what Gibby's doing upstairs with Guppy.
I think playing a game or something.
So, you really think you're gonna be able to turn on Sam's laptop camera?
Yeah, if she can find the serial number in her files.
Sam doesn't have files, she has piles.
I have had it. Had it!
What's your problem?
Guppy, I hate babysitting.
Oh, come on, Guppy's adorable.
No, he's not. I've had it down to there with that kid.
What's Guppy doing upstairs?
Oh, we're playing hide and go seek.
So he's hiding?
Yeah, I'll seek in a few hours.
I got it. Right here, baby.
You found the serial number?
Sure did. Yeah.
You wrote your laptop serial number down on a marshmallow?
I didn't have paper. Now just do your tech nerd thing, would you?
Activate your laptop camera.
All right, all right.
Hey. You guys keep it down in here? I'm depressed.
Oh, Spencer. Don't you think you're kind of overreacting to this whole funky Festers thing?
No! They won't take my tickets, and they refuse to let me play any games there unless I have a little kid with me.
Well, maybe you don't need a giant magic dolphin.
Yes, I do, too. And it's not fair that... What is that?
Dang it!
Open the vault. Let me out of here.
Well, I didn't tell you to hide in there, did I?
Okay. You're the worst babysitter ever.
Well, I'm all you got, aren't I?
Wait! Guppy, you want to come hang with me for the rest of the day?
I don't care.
Good, come on!
Happy birthday!
It's no one's birthday!
You're such a downer!
Yeah!
You know, you could be nicer to Guppy.
Hey, you have no idea what a pain he can be. Last night I caught him marking his territory. Hey, I got it.
You found Sam's laptop?
Oh, where is it?
Hang on, I'm turning on the laptop's camera right now.
Oh, this is so exciting.
It really is.
Just show me the waz bag who stole my laptop.
Here we go.
There's your waz bag.
That old lady stole your laptop?
I'm gonna juice that old prune.
I am on the computer right now, and I can see it says, I can buy 30 large sponges for just $7.99.
Oh my gosh, can you believe this?
No, they can't be quality sponges.
Hi.
Hey, what's that for?
Writing down clues. See, we keep watching that lady, and every time she says anything about where she is, we write it down on this board, then eventually...
You'll shut up?
Eventually, we'll have enough clues to figure out where she lives.
Hey, I'm steaming some artichokes. How do you guys like yours cooked? Soft? Firm? You like a firm artichoke? Yeah, you like them rubbed with garlic?
We don't care what you rub the artichokes with.
I see.
Hey, listen. No, you can't come over here right now. There's a big fire on the corner, and they've blocked off all of Marshall Square.
Marshall Square? Oh, okay, we know that thief is somewhere near Marshall Square.
Our first clue.
Yes. Hey, why are you rubbing that artichoke with your shoe?
Oh,
I thought you didn't care.
Hello, Todd!
I told you, Spud Monkey. You can't enter the game room unless you're with a kid.
Oh, well then it's a good thing I brought this! This! Guppy!
Happy birthday!
Ah, jeez. I had him wait outside so he could make a dramatic entrance.
Boo! Oh.
Who is that kid?
My little sister's weird friend's weirder little brother.
Like you're normal?
Hey!
If you need me, I'll be in there racking up game points so I can win Murray the Magic Dolphin. Later, Todd!
I gotta pee!
You can pee in the ball pit!
Yes!
How long has she been sleeping?
2.5 hours.
Are we sure she's still alive?
Can't you hear her snoring?
Uh-oh.
What?
She's drooling.
Oh, so gross.
Ew, so's Gibby. I had a choice of watching one more minute of this prehistoric old lady or licking the floor of a gas station bathroom. Take me to the gas station.
Hey, she's picking up her phone.
Oh, isn't this the doorman downstairs? My pharmacy is sending over some pills. When they get here, would you please bring them up to my apartment? Yes, I'm in 17B.
17B?
Yeah, now we know her apartment number.
What are you doing?
She lives in an apartment on the 17th floor.
Yeah, but we still don't have her address.
But we know she lives in a building that has at least 17 floors. And that she buys sponges. Anyway, I think there's only one building near Marshall Square that's tall enough to... Yes! I got it! She lives in Whitman Tower!
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes! Yes!
All right! Mama's gonna get her laptop back!
Oh!
All right!
I'll call the cops!
No!
I want this one.
Keep playing till 10 o'clock.
Give it up, Spud Monkey.
No! I need 1,000 points to win my prize.
You're not gonna make it.
I am not going home without my big magic dolphin. Let's go get massages!
Happy birthday!
Oh, jeez.
This is great. Your kids can help you with this. Everybody...
Good heavens! What are you teenagers doing in my apartment?
I've come to take back what's mine.
Are you my kidney donor?
I still need this kidney. My other one shriveled.
We don't want your kidney.
We want her laptop.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I think you know.
Ow! Ow! Oh! Ah!
What? I'm gonna wait in the lobby.
Hey.
What?
This is a blue pair book. I thought yours was red.
Mine is red.
What? Carly, take out the marshmallow with the serial number Sam wrote down.
Okay.
I'm calling the police.
Don't move.
Oh!
Ready?
Yeah, go.
712.
712.
581.
581.
629.
624. Sometimes my nines look like fours. This is a four!
You gave us the wrong serial number.
And made us spend 11 hours watching an innocent, boring old lady.
Boring?
Well, I meant boring in the good way. Well, the good news, you can keep your kidney. Let's go.
I'm so sorry.
You might want to call a door guy.
Oh, scumbags!
Hey.
What's up?
Hey. Look at my dolphin.
We're not in the mood. Sam's laptop's gone forever.
Oh, that's suckish.
Yeah. You got any food? Just the old clam pizza you left in the fridge 3 days ago. Good enough.
Oh.
You got him.
Yeah. The best prize Funky Festers has.
I like him.
You would not believe the guy that works there. So
huh? Hey, where are you going?
Nothing.
Today at iCarly,
we're gonna teach you about
background artists.
What are background artists?
They are the actors you see in a TV show or movie
who don't really say anything.
Sometimes background artists are called
extras.
Background artists, ready? And action.